Introducing today's contestants, a senior crime scene analyst from Las Vegas, Nevada, Jamel Shannon. An educator from Big Bear Lake, California, Brian Adams. And our returning champion, a data scientist originally from Chicago, Illinois, Colin Davies, whose one day cash winnings total $26,100. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thanks. Well, on yesterday's program, Colin, as you saw, was trying to emulate James Holzhauer by going to the $1,000 and $2,000 clues in each of the rounds. It worked out pretty well. He won the game with a considerable amount of money, nowhere near the 130-plus thousand that James had accumulated in so many games. But Jamel and Brian, it could happen to you, too. So good luck. Here we go, into the Jeopardy round. Into the woods we go, and we find these categories. A Catholic education. Oh, next. Anagrams. How novel. A number between 3 and 5. That narrows it down. Historic objects. Dame Yankees. These are American women who have been given an honorary British title. And finally, you'll deal with idioms. Colin, start.
Number between 3 and 5, 200.
4 kids born at once. It's a cooler way of saying you had twins. Colin?
What are quadruplets?
Yes.
Number between 3 and 5, 1,000.
Pestilence, war, famine, and death make up this biblical quartet. Jamel?
Who are the 4 horsemen of the apocalypse?
You are right.
Let's go idioms, 200.
A part of a garment is mentioned in this phrase that means, I accidentally called you from my cell phone. Ryan?
Ooh, what is it, butt dial?
No. Jonel?
What is pocket dial?
Pocket dial, yes.
Idioms 400.
An aircraft's limit, not a stationary item, is in this phrase for going beyond the usual range. And that's when you push the envelope. Sorry, Colin, not quickly enough. Back to Jonel.
Dame Yankees, 200.
In 2014, this actress who used a British accent in Tomb Raider was made an honorary dame for her humanitarian work. Colin?
Who is Angelina Jolie?
Yes.
Yankees, 1,000.
She moved to the United States as a child, but this late actress was made a dame in 2017 at age 100. She passed away in 2020. Brian?
Who is Audrey Hepburn?
Nope. Jamel or Colin? Who is Olivia de Havilland? Back to you, Colin.
Yankees, 800.
Honored for her AIDS charity work, this Oscar-winning actress. I've always been abroad. It's great to be a dame. Brian.
Who's Bette Midler?
No. Colin or Jamel? Who is Elizabeth Taylor? Colin, back to you.
Historic objects, 1,000.
Answer. Daily double. All right. You have 400, but you can risk up to 1,000.
1,000 it is.
I thought you might. For more than a century, Greece has asked Britain for the return of the Elgin marbles, mostly taken from this ancient temple.
What is the Temple of Diana?
No, what is the Parthenon? The Parthenon. So now you are in the red also. Go.
Objects, 800.
At Arlington National Cemetery, a mast from this battleship overlooks the graves of those killed when it exploded in 1898. Colin?
What is the Maine?
The Maine. Remember the Maine.
3 and 5, 800.
This alphanumeric designation is the Army saying, we don't want you. Brian?
What is 4F?
Yes.
600, a number.
Without wild cards, 4 of a kind in poker is tough to beat. Only these 2 hands can do it. Colin?
What is a straight flush and a royal flush?
That's it.
Anagrams, 200.
4 legs, good and bad. Far mailman. Colin.
What is Animal Farm?
Yes.
Anagrams, 400.
Hard-boiled favorite about a pilfered avian. Heels of cattlemen. Jamel.
What is the Maltese Falcon?
That's it.
Anagrams, 600.
The future after Ford. Warned verb owl. Colin.
What is Brave New World?
Yes.
800. Anagrams.
About young German soldiers. No fret, strewn quail telethon. Brian.
What is All Quiet on the Western Front?
That is good, and that takes you to negative 400. You're almost out of the hole. You'll get there. You'll see. But first, we pause for this. Jamel Shannon is a senior crime scene analyst, which means you get to analyze the big crimes, the murders, things like that, right?
That is absolutely correct. But we also do the smaller crimes like the burglaries and the property crimes as well.
All right. When we watch all of those television programs, are they doing it the right way or are they shortcutting things?
Absolutely shortcutting it. They're definitely not, because what we do is not really TV worthy, and they definitely don't warn you about the smells, so it's not the same as it is on TV.
Okay. Brian Adam, you're kind of smiling because you're getting closer to retirement. You've been a teacher for how many years?
Over 30.
You've taught all grades?
From pre-kindergarten all through 12th grade high school.
All right, then you're the perfect person to ask this question. Which kids are the easiest and the most pleasant to deal with?
It's interesting. My favorite, as far as that goes, were kindergartners and juniors and seniors in high school.
Yeah, because they're about to get out of it.
Yeah. They're excited about that.
All right. Colin Davey is our champion. 2-time winner of a hackathon.
That's correct. MIT puts on a conference every year for sports analytics, and they have a data competition, and I am the only person to win the contest twice.
Hey, way to go. All right, Brian has commanded the board. He almost got himself out of the hole a few moments ago. Make a selection, please.
His historic objects for 600, please.
At his namesake museum in Florence, you can see his telescopes and the lens with which he discovered 4 large moons of Jupiter. Colin.
Who's Galileo?
Yes.
Objects, 400.
President Reagan urged Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this. And you can see part of it at the Reagan Library. Colin.
What is the wall?
Yep, the Berlin Wall.
Number, 400.
Totally irrational in 1706, mathematician William Jones came up with this symbol. Jamel.
What is pi?
Pi, yes.
Catholic education, 200.
All right, here's Jimmy to start off the category.
The Catholic Church's Latin cross has variations. 2 of them are the patriarchal cross for archbishops and cardinals, and the 3-barred cross to symbolize the man with this title.
Colin?
Who is the Pope?
Pope is right.
Catholic, 400.
If sincere, this formal admission of sins to a priest is followed by absolution, also known as reconciliation. Jamel?
What is confession?
Right.
Catholic, 600.
From the Latin for new, it's a person who has joined a Catholic religious order, but who hasn't yet taken vows. Brian?
What is a novice?
Novice, you're out of the hole.
Thank you. Catholic education for 800, please.
For the greater glory of God is the motto of this Catholic order focused on education. That would be the Jesuits. Yeah, Brian. Go again.
Education for 1,000.
The 3 formal vows taken by men and women of the church are chastity, obedience, and this. Brian?
What is poverty?
Good.
Anagrams, how novel, for 1,000.
By Toni Morrison. Sons of Monologue. Colin?
What is Song of Solomon?
Correct.
Yankee, 600.
Angela Arendt was honored as a dame for her work running this British fashion brand known for its plaid. Jamel?
What is Burberry?
Yes, less than a minute now.
Idioms, 800.
In the theater, it threw a powerful beam on one actor, so to be in it is to bask in the full glare of the public's attention. Brian.
What is the spotlight?
That's it.
600 idioms.
A part of the lawn is mentioned in this phrase that refers to the rank and file. That would be grassroots. Brian.
Idioms, 1,000.
Overly flamboyant writing is known by this colorful phrase. Colin.
What is purple prose?
Yes.
Dame Yankees, 400.
Husband Bill was knighted in 2005. 9 years later, she was recognized for her work running their foundation. Colin.
Who is Hillary Clinton?
Nope. Brian.
Who is Melinda Gates?
Yes, and now the last clue in historic objects. The rocking chair he was sitting in the night he was assassinated in 1865 somehow ended up at the Henry Ford Museum in Michigan. Colin.
Who is Lincoln?
Lincoln is right, and that takes you up to 4,600. You're in the lead, but it's a fairly close game now, and I like that. Brian, you're going to go first in Double Jeopardy. When we come back. Brian was just starting to make his move at the end of the Jeopardy round. Can he keep it going now in Double Jeopardy? Let's take a look at the categories. They'll help him. That is so SoCal. Oh, dear. Opera. Hybrids. Movie sum up, followed by helpful hints, and finally, each correct response starts with the letter U. Brian?
Starts with U for 800.
This diacritical mark gets its name from German for about and sound. Brian?
What is umlaut?
Correct.
Starts with U for 12.
A street kid, or oddly, a hedgehog. Jamel?
What is an urchin?
Good.
Helpful hints, 800.
Math students may know that in the operations order mnemonic, please excuse my dear Aunt Sally, dear represents this. Ryan?
What is divide?
Divide and or division.
Okay. Helpful hints for 12.
Double O, double K, double E helps you to spell this job correctly. Ryan?
What is bookkeeper?
Yes.
Helpful hints, 16.
When playing bridge, Sally has dirty children helps you remember this order of suits from highest to lowest. Brian?
What is spades, hearts, diamonds, and clubs?
Yes.
Helpful hints for 2.
In the mnemonic God's excellent love never dies, the first 2 words stand for these 2 Bible books. Jamel?
What is Genesis and Exodus?
You got them.
Movie sum up, 400.
A cop saves his troubled marriage by visiting his wife in Los Angeles and killing a bunch of people in her office building. Colin?
What is Die Hard?
Yeah, fun
sum up, 2000.
Death takes a chess holiday. Your move, Max von Sydow. Brian?
Ooh, what is checkmate?
No. Jamel?
What is Bill and Ted's bogus journey?
Oh, no, not even close. What is The Seventh Seal, an Ingmar Bergman film? Back to you, Colin.
Movie, 1600.
Peck and Pow, Holden and Oates are part of a bloody, bloody good supergroup to avenge Angel. Marvelous film called The Wild Bunch. Colin, back to you.
Movies 12.
Messrs. Gregory and Sean talk, and talk some more, and more, and that's it. Colin.
What is my dinner with Andre?
You got it.
Hybrids, 2000.
This mythic creature is a serpent with a bird's body. The real lizard of the same name can walk on water. Brian.
What is a... No.
No. Colin.
What is a chimera?
No. What is a basilisk? Basilisk. Back to you, Colin.
Hybrid, 1600.
This goatee creature appears in titles by Hawthorne and Debussy. Brian?
What is the faun?
Correct.
Hybrid for 12?
Answer there.
First of the Daily Doubles. And you're in the lead.
Hey. Let's go 2400.
All right. Take a look. A favorite decorative motif of the Middle East. This mythical creature is also an in-house favorite at Jeopardy.
What is a griffin?
Griffin is right.
Yay. hybrids for 8, please.
Like Chiron, Pholos was one of these man-horse creatures. Colin.
What is a centaur?
That's it.
Opera, 400.
Fans of a previous Figaro adaptation booed and hissed at the premiere of this Rossini opera. Later performances went better. Colin.
Where's the Barber of Seville?
You got it.
Opera, 800.
A ship's captain is cursed to sail the seas forever unless he can find a faithful wife in this Wagner opera. Jamel.
What is the Flying Dutchman?
Yes.
That's SoCal, 400.
Many Southern California kids got turned on to Renaissance art by Mona Lisa in bricks at this theme park. Jamel.
What is Legoland?
Yeah.
It starts with you, 1600.
Jeremy Bentham and John Stuart Mill were proponents of this philosophy that answers the question, what ought a person to do? Colin?
What is utilitarianism?
That's it.
SoCal, 1600.
These mountains of Southern California share their name with strong, hot, dust-bearing winds of the region. Colin?
Where are the Santa Anas?
That's it.
Opera, 1200.
The Grisette, performing this high-kicking dance in Act 3, is a highlight of The Merry Widow. Jamel.
What is the can-can?
That's right.
It starts with U, 2000.
There are 3 U's in this term for omnipresent. And that word with 3 U's is ubiquitous. Back to you, Jamel.
Opera, 1600.
The title character of Norma is a high priestess of this Celtic class. Jamel.
Who are the Druids?
Yes.
Opera, 2000.
Answer there. Daily Double. And you are a shade, just a shade off the lead.
2000.
All right. Henry Kissinger and Mao Zedong are characters in this 20th century opera.
What is Madame Butterfly?
No. What is Nixon in China? So you lost just a bit. Pick again.
SoCal 2000.
This California farm city associated with country music was originally the home of the Yokuts people. Jamel?
What is Bakersfield?
Yes.
SoCal 1200.
The first of these large birds hatched in captivity was born at the San Diego Zoo in 1983. Brian?
What is a California condor?
Yes.
800, SoCal.
Erected in 1923, the Hollywood sign was originally an advertisement for a real estate development with this 13-letter name. Brian?
What is Hollywood Land?
Yes.
Hybrids for four?
This hybrid monster is a riddle itself, a human head on a lion's body. Jamel?
What is the Sphinx?
Correct.
Movie sum up 800.
Ben Affleck takes an international business trip and pretends to be Canadian to avoid getting hassled by locals. Colin?
What is the accountant?
No. Brian or Jamel? Film was called Argo. Argo. Two clues left, Jamel.
Helpful hints 400.
This traditional four-word phrase tells you which way to set your clocks at the start and end of daylight saving time. Brian?
What is fall behind, spring forward?
Okay. And now the last clue. This technology uses sound waves to take images inside the body. Colin?
What is ultrasound?
Ultrasound. You're right. Look at those scores. Very close game. The closest game we've had in quite some time. It's going to be a doozy of a final, I feel. It all depends on how you feel about this subject. 19th century Supreme Court cases. Talking about law. When we come back.
Closed captioning sponsored in part by... Sketch your pumpkin design with one of these hyphenated markers so that you can remove any mistakes before cutting. What is a dry erase marker? Happy Geico Week. Visit geico.com to see how much you could save.
Very impressive scores so far, but which of these players perhaps gets to double their total and go home with a big payday? 19th century Supreme Court cases. Sounds like a narrow category. Let's find out as we reveal the clue. Part of the dissent in this 1896 landmark case read, in respect of civil rights, all citizens are equal before the law. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Champ, we come to you first. You were in third place, not too far off the lead, just $1,000 behind Brian. And you came up with, what is Plessy v. Ferguson? You're right. Your wager, nothing. Oh, my. All right, you stay at 8,200. Let's go down there to Jamel. She's smiling. Is that because she's right? She picked the Dred Scott case instead. And that will cost her 4,000, dropping her to 4,600. Brian, we were worried about you at the beginning. You were in the red for a little bit there, but you came on strong, you were leading, and you came up with this response, the correct one. You're going to be the champion. Did you risk a lot? 8,000, you most certainly did. 17,201. Congratulations, sir. Enjoy the weekend. We'll see you on Monday. And you as well, we hope. Salam.
Promotional consideration provided by Geico. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by Consumer Cellular, celebrating 25 years of low rates and award-winning service.
For all of us who weren't born yesterday, there's Consumer Cellular, where you get exceptional value like talk, text, and data for only $20 a month and connect to 99% of the U.S. population. Premium wireless for less. Switch today. Call, go online, or find us at Target.
Slotomania makes every day fantastic. You never know what will today spin. Download Slotomania now, the number one free slot game, and find out what will today spin.
Thank you. D.C.'s decision makers working together to hash out a return to school plan, why some teachers are so upset. And then a new list of names now out after a vote decides to erase a school's link to the Confederacy. How long you'll have to weigh in. New at 11.